In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 8, it talks about we can't please God in the flesh. And Brother Paul also talks about in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, about crucifying the flesh. And I just wanted to talk about, you know, my life. I can only talk about my life. I don't know what's going on in your life. You can talk about your life experiences. But my life experiences being a full-time street preacher and full-time street ministry, this is a great way. Van life, too. We talk about it. I did a teaching on it, killing your flesh in van life. But you can live, serve Christ in many ways. Don't have to be in van life or in full-time street preaching ministry. But in my life, me and Sister Amma, you know what we found? Killing your flesh. This happens a lot out here. You know, the other day a man spit on my wife. Yeah, that gets in my flesh. I got to kill it. They get in her face and yell and scream and call her nasty four-letter words. That gets in my flesh. Men get in my face, lie, call the police, say I'm doing things that I'm not doing to ruin my testimony, my witness. That gets in my flesh. Here's one for you. We minister to a lot of people that are considered the low of the low in the world. Homeless people, street beggars, drifters. And oftentimes these people are, let's just say, not bathed, covered with sores, and they smell really bad. I mean, I witnessed to a man not long ago that smelled so bad, I actually had to really work hard to not let it affect my flesh and my spirit. I wanted to witness to him and draw close to him, but it was bad. I mean, it's like one of those serious, eye-tearing bad type of thing. And you got to overcome all that. They want to hug you. They want to shake your hand. You want to sit in the gutter and talk to them. That's just one other example of killing the flesh. So in life, we have to be ready in this Christian life. We have to be ready to kill the flesh. We have to be ready to serve Christ and walk in the Spirit. And so many times what people are doing is they're walking in the flesh and they think on Sunday morning they're doing something in the Spirit, but they're not, because it's outside of God's truth and His ways. It's just a false spirit, false Jesus, false gospel. So think about that. What is in your life that you could do? Maybe you can't do what I do. What could you do that would stretch you and grow you to kill your flesh, to cause you to walk more in the Spirit, to deny yourself and to glorify God even when it's uncomfortable? You know, I meet a lot of people in the street that I just don't like. It's true. Worldly people that are denying the truth of my God and twisting it, perverting it, corrupting it, and arrogant about it. I don't like those people. Guess what? I'm no better than them, or that homeless guy that smells with sores in the gutter. I got to kill my flesh, and I got to say, you know what? I'm here for Christ and His kingdom and the word and the truth. And this ministry and this life has really caused us to lose so much of our flesh and cares of this world. What can you do in your life to help you strip away the flesh? Flesh and bone will not inherit the kingdom of God. It must come by Spirit and by truth. Ponder that. Think about it and go stretch yourself for the kingdom of God. We love you all. Have a glorious day. We're about off the street here today. Got to go get ready for our preach tomorrow at a big 4th of July weekend event. Lift up Christ crucified, glorifying Him, inviting the lost to come in, find new life. God be praised.